I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Before I took office, there was a lot of folks out there making some pretty bold predictions about how things would turn out. You might remember some of the predictions that if I became president, we'd, quote, see a depression, the likes of which we've never seen, end of quote. Well, it's true that the economy was sputtering before I got here, adding only 60,000 jobs per month for 3 months before I was sworn in. But now, 6 months later, we've changed that. We've gone from 60,000 jobs per month to 60,000 jobs every 3 days, more than 600,000 jobs per month since it took office, more than 3 million new jobs all told. That's the fastest growth, I'm told, at this point in any administration's history. Another prediction that is my favorite one, I must add, is that if I got elected, I'd bring the end to capitalism. I never understood that one, but we've heard an awful lot. Well, in 6 months into my administration, the U.S. economy has experienced the highest economic growth rate in nearly 40 years. And we know we knew that we needed to launch a wartime effort to get the America vaccinated and pass a powerful American Rescue Plan. We did both those things. And now the forecasters have doubled their projections for growth this year in the economy to 7% or higher. In fact, the U.S. is the only developed country in the world where growth projections today are stronger than they were before the pandemic hit. At the same time, companies across the country are giving workers a raise, unusual thing. And the number of new unemployment claims has been cut by more than half since I took office. And by the way, 2 weeks ago, I issued a major executive order promoting fair and open competition, which is the cornerstone of American capitalism. Banning non-compete clauses that suppress workers' wages, lowering the price of things like hearing aids, prescription drugs, internet service, along with dozens of other actions. Folks, it turns out capitalism is alive and very well. We're making serious progress to ensure that it works the way it's supposed to work, for the good of the American people. So for all those predictions of doom and gloom 6 months in, here's where we stand. Record growth, record job creation, workers getting hard-earned breaks. Look, we brought this economy back from the brink, and we've designed our strategy not only to provide for a temporary boost, but to lay the foundation for a long-term boom that brings everyone along. You know, that's why we designed the American Rescue Plan, to help not just all those, everyone at once, but over the course of a full year and beyond. So we could help families and small businesses weather the ups and downs of our, as the economy recovers from a historic pandemic. And there are going to be ups and downs. We saw a great example of that just last week. For the first time, monthly payments began going out to nearly every working family raising a child in the United States of America. Thanks to the expanded child tax credit in the American Rescue Plan, $300 a month going out for each child under the age of 6, and $250 for every child 6 through 17. For families with the least, this money will do the most, dramatically reducing child poverty in America. And for millions of middle-class families, it'll give them a little bit of breathing room every month. That's just one example of how we're building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. But despite that progress, we cannot afford to be complacent. We know that our economic recovery hinges on getting the pandemic under control. You know, and by fully vaccinating 160 million Americans, or 80% of our seniors, we've fundamentally changed the course of the pandemic, from one that threatens all Americans to a disease that has the most severe impacts only on the unvaccinated people in the country. But we can't let up, especially since and because of the Delta variant, which is more transmissible and more dangerous. Unfortunately, cases are now rising, particularly in communities with very low vaccination rates. Just four states account for nearly 40%, four states, 40% of all cases last week. Virtually all hospitalizations and deaths are occurring among unvaccinated Americans. These tragedies are avoidable. The data couldn't be clearer. If you're fully vaccinated, you have a high degree of protection against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. If you're unvaccinated, you are not protected. So please, please get vaccinated. Get vaccinated now. It works. It's safe. It's free. It's convenient. You know, this virus doesn't have to hold you back any longer. It doesn't have to hold our economy back any longer. But the only way we put it behind us is if more Americans get vaccinated. We also know that as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. Reality is you can't flip the global economic light back on and not expect this to happen. As demand returns, there's going to be global supply chain challenges. That's a real challenge. My administration is doing everything we can to address it. But again, these disruptions are temporary. I want to be clear. My administration understands that if we were to ever experience unchecked inflation over the long term, that would pose a real challenge to our economy. So while we're confident that isn't what we're seeing today, we're going to remain vigilant about any response that is needed. Thank you all for listening. May God bless you.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.